chapter number 5 here. And we'll begin in verse 12, but let's pray again before we do. Father, we love you. And I thank you for giving us a good morning already, the time of fellowship, the men's prayer meeting, the Sunday school class. Lord, I just thank you for blessing. And Lord, when anything goes good, we know you're in it because we're a mess without you. And I just thank you for showing up and doing something for us in spite of us sometimes, Lord. I ask for your blessing on this message. And Lord, that you would breathe on the words, that you would help us all to just get some peace and comfort in Christ today through this message. Lord, knowing that heaven is our ultimate home and goal, and glorifying you is what this is really all about. And if we'll just quit focusing on us so much and focus more on you, it'll make it a lot easier on us. Lord, you're so good to us and so merciful to us. And it's such a blessing to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, I ask you bless this message and change us all for your honor and for your glory. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 12, it says, "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and shew thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. So much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, and which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch in the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts, whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? When we look at this passage of Scripture and we look at the fact that Jesus Christ healed this man of leprosy, Jesus Christ healed this man of the palsy, and Jesus Christ, in the face of the naysayers, forgave this man's sin. I think a lot of times we look around and we forget who we serve. I think if we're not careful, we forget who saved our soul. We forget our God and who and how powerful our God is. And we can see a glimpse of his power here in the healing of these folks and the forgiveness of sin. And I'm telling you something, we see doctors, there are doctors out there that God has allowed to know things and do some mighty things. Praise the Lord for knowledge and wisdom that God has given man. And nobody ever done anything like this except our God. Our God, he just talked them into healing. I mean, he just spoke the word and they walked, spoke the word and they saw, spoke the word and they began to speak. He spoke the word and they could hear, and he spoke the word and their sins were forgiven. You realize we were forgiven by the words of God, by the Word of God, Jesus Christ. What a God we serve. And they start questioning. They're standing there, okay, so he's healing some people. He healed this man. This man can see again. This man can hear again. This man can walk for the first time. And this man's palsy's all gone. He gets up and takes off with his bed. That's a great thing, but forgive sins? Yeah, our God forgives sins. Amen. And He's not waiting for you or me to be good enough. He knew we couldn't be good enough, and He knew the only one that was good enough is Jesus Christ. That's the God we serve. And like I say, we look around at this world and the craziness of this world, and, you know, the other side of that coin, and I'm not comparing the two because God is almighty. God is awesome. But we also have a tremendous opposition. I mean a tremendous opposition. You know, the devil, all the way through the Old Testament, all the way through the New Testament, you know what he liked to do? He liked to wear people out. That's what he did. Job, a man of God, perfect, upright, feared God, to shoot evil, and the devil come along and he tried to wear Job out. And Job ends up into a situation where he's lost his family, he lost his fortune, he's lost the support of his wife because she was crushed under the pressure. Amen. He loses his health. He loses the idea of even having true friends, except for God. His friends come along, and you know, the tallest man in the Bible, Bildad the Shuhite, right? Shuhite, little short guy. So Bildad comes along, and his other friends come along, and they try to encourage Job by telling him how wicked he was and how he deserved everything he was getting. Amen? That's encouraging. But the devil used them to wear Job out. And that's what he does. He likes to wear people out. I'm afraid if we're not careful, we could be one of Job's friends and be used of the devil to wear people out. Amen? Independent, fundamental Bible-believing Baptists have been wearing people out for years. Amen? But the other side of that coin is God, our powerful Lord and Savior. He could use us to be an encouragement and a blessing and keep each other going. Amen? We're not judge, jury, and executioner. Amen? We're somebody that's supposed to esteem others better than self. We're somebody that's supposed to bear one another's burdens. We're somebody that has a Lord and Savior that is big enough to take our burdens. Amen? And then some. But I think what's going on right now, I think we're in the last days, and I think the devil's trying to wear people out. And I think he's trying to wear Christians out. Wear saved folks out. I'll be honest with you. You know my view on what's going on. I believe that a bunch of it's hogwash, and I believe that a lot of people are trying to control people, and I believe, you know, and I could be wrong about some of it, but I believe a lot of it's the way it is. It's wickedness, and it's politically motivated, and it's craziness, and they don't care about anybody but themselves. And they'll drop people like flies just so they can control the people that aren't dead yet. Amen. They can't drop everybody, or who's going to take care of the bills? Amen. But I do believe that. But I also believe that even though we know God's in control, this has kind of wore me out. Amen. It just kind of wore me out. And the devil is more subtle than any beast of the field, and he likes to wear people out. I had the opportunity to talk to a mother and father in Richmond the other day about their son. I was trying to get a hold of him, trying to get him over to Columbus. And they were talking about how they had given him so much and been so good to him through his addiction and let him stay with them. And he was treating them bad and stealing their stuff. And I said, well, that's just the way it is. I mean, that's when you have somebody that's a dope head like that, that's what they do. And I said, don't feel bad about telling him he can't come back in your house because you're not letting the little, you know, rockabye baby back in the house. You're letting the devil in because they've given their life completely over to the devil. And it's a terrible situation, but they're worn out. The devil, and they're good Christian people that love the Lord, that go to the Baptist church over there. They love the Lord. They're saved. But the devil has used their own son to wear them out. But we have to realize also that we need to try to see sinners the way God sees sinners. I'm glad he saw me the way he saw me instead of the way we look at people sometimes. Because if you really think about it, and we see these people walking up down the streets with their backpacks, living under the bridges, living in tents, living from day to day, needle to needle, pot to pot, booze to booze, and we wonder how did they get in this mess? I'll tell you how they got in this mess a lot of times. A lot of times, And I'm not letting off the hook. They have responsibility for their actions. But look, a lot of times, we have to be careful, because a lot of times what's happened is we'll talk to these people and find out they come from a family that didn't have a dad, didn't have a mom, didn't have a mom or dad. Their mom or dad were in prison. Their mom and dad got them hooked on dope. Their mom and dad selling dope. Their mom and dad got them into this. Or they just had nobody. And we'll find out, I think you'll find out, that a lot of these people, they got to their lowest point in life, and just like the devil did to Eve, he offered them some fruit. See, when he offered Eve that fruit back in Genesis 3, he said, oh, look at that. Isn't that something? And she looked at it, and she just had to have that. And she took it. Well, think about these folks. They get down to the lowest point that they could possibly get to, and the devil comes along and says, I'll offer you some relief from your pain. I'll offer you a temporary stay from the agony you're in. I'll offer you an opportunity to have some sort of relaxation for a short period of time. And he'll offer them something, and they'll say, you know what? I can't take anymore. And they'll make the wrong decision. And that one decision destroys their whole life. We've seen it over and over and over again. And if we're not careful, we'll look at it and we'll see folks that just made a stupid decision, when the truth is the devil wore them out. And then he said, I'm the only hope you have. This is the only chance you have. You're going to die. You can't take it anymore. And I'll tell you what, this, if you'll just do this. Isn't it funny that Satan told Eve in the garden, you're not going to die. God just doesn't want you to eat that fruit. He's keeping something back from you. And I believe he tells them dope heads, before they get to be dope heads, the same thing. Life is tragic. You have no help. You have no hope. And I'm going to offer you something. And don't worry. They're just trying to hold this back from you, because this will really make you happy. This will give you peace. This will take the pain away. This will knock the edge off the heartache. And then they'll get down, going down that road, and there's a road of no return a lot of times. It wears them out. We talked this morning, I believe it was in Sunday school, we talked about the fact that saved people do some crazy stuff. There are people, I believe, outside that door with backpacks today that don't have a place to live, that all they're doing is looking for the next fix of heroin, and they've been saved for years. But you know what happened? The devil wore them out. And then he destroyed them. He destroyed them. You know what the devil did to Moses? He wore him out. You know how many times Moses was going to quit? How many conversations did Moses have with God about the people? But the interesting thing is, he didn't come to Moses like he came to Eve. He came to Moses through Moses' brothers and sisters and wore him out. Moses said, I can't do this. They're going to stone me. I'm going to quit. I'm afraid that a lot of saved people quit because the devil will use other saved people to wear them out. I've seen it over the years. I've probably been on the wrong side at one time or another. I could probably look back and tell you times where I wasn't right with God and I was probably wearing somebody out. I'll tell you what, as a pastor, and I love y'all and y'all are good folks, and I don't have anything to complain about, but I'm going to tell you something. There has been a day in the last 2 years, more than one day, where I wanted to go back and apologize to any pastor I've ever seen in my entire life because of the spiritual pressure. Amen? Because if we're not careful, we can be taxing to other people, and we can be used of the devil to wear people out. And all through the Old Testament, you know what, David got wore out. Here he is in Ziklag, wore out, lost everything, their wives, their kids, all their stuff's gone, and people are turning on David, completely worn out. But David turned back to God. You know what the devil, I believe, is doing to this world today? He's just trying to wear people out. I believe he knows the time is short. And I believe, you look at the craziness that's going on, there's no way this is by mistake or accident. This is a planned attack on humanity, and I believe the devil's been sitting around up night, late at night, planning this whole thing for years, just wearing people out. It'll wear you out. We got a bunch of people running around destroying stuff because nobody ever bent them over their knee and wore them out when they were kids. Sometimes it's not bad to be worn out. Amen? We got a bunch of people that think, me, 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 it's all about me. They have no thought of God, no thought of right, no thought of wrong, no thought of, it's whatever I want to do, whatever I feel, I'm going to go with it. And I'll tell you what, that wears me out. But those people also have loved ones that are being worn out. Amen. I bet you 95% of the people that see their kids on TV doing this stupid stuff are just worn out with it. They're not proud. Oh, look at my little Johnny and Susie. Look what they're doing. Look at them tear down that George Washington statue. Look at them knock that Dollar Tree window out and go in there and steal. Boy, look at my Johnny and Susie. You know what it's doing? It's wearing some people's mamas and daddies out. Some of them should have wore them kids' rear end out a long time ago and they wouldn't be in this mess. Amen. Oh, it's all about me. No, it will be one day when you're standing and you're going to think all about me when you're about ready to be cast into a lake of fire forever and ever and ever. But right now, you should make it about Jesus Christ. Amen. But the devil's just wearing people out. But you know the good news? Our God's bigger than the devil. And he wants you to turn to him when you're being worn out. I just wanted to give you a little more loving message today and tell you it's all right to rest. Amen? It's all right to look to the Lord and say, hey, I'm worn out. We've heard preachers over the years say, well, I'd rather burn out than rust out. I heard Brother Peacock say one time, either way, you're out. Amen. I'd rather burn out than rust out. Burn the candle at both ends, you get more light. But yeah, but the candle don't last very long that way. You run out of wax. It's all right to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I just need a break. I don't want to do anything but talk to you for a day or two. I'm not going to hand down any tracts. I'm not going to do anything but read my Bible and pray and talk with you. There's nothing wrong with being worn out. There's something wrong with staying worn out. Amen? The devil wants to wear you down and get you to quit. I'm not talking about not coming to church. I'm talking about quit Christianity. Because you can come to church and not be a Christian. You can come to church and not do anything the Bible says to do as a Christian other than go to church. And some people do it because they're worn out. And I think it's because nobody ever told them, hey, it's all right to be worn out. The devil wants to make you feel guilty about being worn out. You notice what we read here in Luke chapter number 5 a little bit ago? It said, Jesus comes along, he heals the leper. And in verse 16 of Luke chapter 5, it says, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and he prayed. You know why? Because Jesus Christ was worn out. Remember when he went to the woman in the well and he sat down wanting a drink of water? You know why? Because he was thirsty. And why did he sit down? He was tired. He was worn out. He knew when to sit down. He knew when to take a drink. He knew when to say when. There's no shame in being worn out. Amen? There's no shame in resting. I think sometimes we're kind of in a resting period right now. We're growing individually, but we're kind of in a resting period. We're, you know, kind of bonding things together in here. I really do. I believe God's done that in a tremendous fashion in the last year or so. Amen? I really do believe that. But it's okay to rest once in a while. Don't let the devil lie to you. He lies to me that same way. You know, you're weak. Nobody else is going through this. Nobody else has ever been on the ropes like you. No. And they quit. They were better than you, and they quit. Amen? And all those things might be true, but he forgot who my God is. Amen? But the thing is, don't forget who your God is. Hey, your God, in the beginning, created the heaven and the earth. Our God put the stars in the sky. Our God put the sun exactly where he wanted it, exactly where it needed to be, so it could do exactly what he wanted it to do. Our God put the moon where he wanted it. Our God is a God of mercy, a God of grace, and a God of strength. Our God came to this world to die for you and for me. And our God rose with victory over death, hell, and the grave that third day, so you and I could have eternal victory. It's all right to be worn out. You know, when Job was finally worn down where he couldn't take it anymore, he finally got to where he could see God better. So the devil says, I'm going to destroy Job. I'm going to wear him out. I'm going to take him out. I'm going to knock him out of the race. And Job got so far down that he looked at God a way he'd never looked at God before. And God said, you're right now. You are nothing and I am everything. Because if Job would have caved in and said, you know what? I am a pretty good guy. I am pretty strong. I am righteous. I shouldn't go through this. And you know, that's what the devil was doing with his friends. He was having an attack sent on Job so Job would go the opposite direction and say, no, this is not true. It's not me. I'm a good man. You know what Job said? You know, whatever, but there's some truth to what they're saying. And I'm going to get a hold of God. And when I come through this, I'm going to come through it better. Job went through a long period of rest. You know what was going on during that period of rest? Healing. Amen. Job had to get over himself for a while. Then he had to get a hold of God and let God get a hold of him. And then God renewed his strength. He renewed his life. There's nothing wrong with rest. Nothing wrong with rest. The devil wants to wear people out. I believe that's his primary goal, is to wear you out. You know, if you get up in the morning and look at the news, I know, you know, I'm just going to limit myself to 5 minutes. I'm going to look and see what's going on or whatever. That'll wear you out. Every day that'll wear you out. It'll take a little chunk out of you one day, a little more the next, a little more the next, a little more the next. And you're on the computer, and no matter what you do on the computer, something's going to pop up that's just going to try to wear you out. Amen, amen, and amen. And it'll take a little piece and a little piece and a little piece until you're running out of pieces. And it'll wear you out without even realizing it. And you can drag your carcass to church, and you can sit in the seat, and you can sing the songs, and you can play the part, and the truth is you're completely worn out. But Jesus Christ wants to renew you. He wants to renew us. He doesn't want us to stay worn out. You know, the funny thing is, I believe that a lot of Christians don't make it in the battle because they never really make it to the real battle. I think that a lot of saved folks end up battling themselves so hard their entire life they never really get in the battle for the Lord. I think the devil will use yourself to wear yourself out. Amen. How's he do it? Just watch the news for 10 minutes. Just see what's going on. I'll remember that thing you watched yesterday. Why don't you check out, see what's going up in Seattle. See what's going on up there. See what President Trump has to say. See what they're saying about President Trump. See what they're doing about the Ten Commandments. What are they saying about the Lord? What about this evolution thing? What about this? What about that? What about the other? What about your personal relationship with Jesus Christ? What about the fact that you might be totally worn out? You know what I think would be a huge blessing? I'm going to throw a low number out there just so nobody's too panicky. 24 hours. Stay off the computer. Stay off the news stuff. Don't listen to the radio. Get up in the morning, thank God for everything he's given you. Make a list, amen, because we have to. We forget the good stuff. It's easy to remember the bad stuff. Make a list, get up and thank God for everything he's done. Thank him for salvation. Thank him for eternal security. Thank him for a Bible. Thank him for friends that love you. Thank him for people that are praying for you. Thank him for the Holy Spirit of God that seals you forever. Thank him for a whole list of family things he's blessed you with. Thank you for people he's kept safe. Thank you for people he's healed. Thank him for all this stuff, and then ask him, Lord, just help me. Strengthen me. Just me and you, Lord. Me, you, my Bible, my prayer life. Maybe, like I said last week, maybe get you some hymnal songs. Start singing some hymnal songs during the day. You're going to find out you'll probably be singing them anyway if it's just you and Jesus. Amen? But take a break. Because the devil wants to wear us out. And honestly, he doesn't care if you burn out or if you rust out. He just wants you out. Amen? And the sad part is, a lot of people will just willingly go with the devil to their own destruction. And then he's just laughing as they're on the side of the road, dead and done. And God says, you know what Jesus Christ said? Jesus Christ said, ye that are, what does it say? Well, you are burdened and heavy laden. Come to me, ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know the devil knows that verse? You know what else he knows about that verse? He says, come to me. And he knows that most saved people won't do the first part of that verse. They won't come to Jesus Christ and lay their burdens down. Amen. You know, as most people, a lot of people won't come to a brother or sister in Christ and say, you know what? I'm having trouble. Would you pray for me? A lot of people, they want to keep it secret. They don't want to spread it out. We're supposed to bear each other's burdens, by the way, and it's all right to do that. Amen? Not only is it just all right, it's right. Part of the way Jesus Christ bears your burdens and my burdens is through other saved people. Amen. Christ dwells in you. He dwells in me. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing with the Lord, I can bear your burdens with you. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in the Lord, you can bear my burdens and our burdens. We can bear each other's burdens. It's all right to rest. Amen? You know, when you're 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24, 25 years old, you can go with almost no sleep. And then when you get to be 50, 60 years old, you can't catch up on what you went without for all those years. No matter how hard you try. But it's okay to get some rest. It's okay to say, Lord, I can't do anything today but talk with you. I need to be recharged, amen. I need to be refueled. I need to heal up a little bit. I've been in this battle so long, and a lot of the battle scars are self-induced, amen. Lord, help me. Turn off the junk of this world and turn to Jesus Christ for 24 hours. Just say, Lord, it's just me and you for a day. Amen? And watch what he'll do. You'll start to see things differently. You'll start to feel differently. You'll be different. Remember Ephesians chapter 6, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. To be strong in his might, you have to rest from yours. Oh, I can make it. I can do this. I just want to see what's going on. I want to see. I can handle all this. And the truth is, you're being worn completely out. I've talked to several pastors over the last few months, and you know what? They're worn out. And their people are worn out. Whether they canceled church or didn't cancel church, their people are worn out. Because the devil is making a last-ditch attempt to destroy God's people. Don't let him have you. Rest. Rest. Jesus Christ said, come to me. Amen? Spend 24 hours with Jesus Christ and forget about CNN and CBS and NBC and Fox News and Donald Trump and Joe Biden and I probably shouldn't even mention some of those names from the pulpit. Forget about those people. Those clowns are either lost or saved. But the devil wants to take you out. He wants to take you out. He wants you to quit. He doesn't mind if you go to church as long as you quit. Amen. It's all right to rest. It's all right to rest.